Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to, yep, you guessed it, Zygote MR Radio, because you know what? We got a brand new issue of Zygote in my coffee going live online just about an hour and a half ago. It just went live, and this issue was a bitch. Had a lot of technical problems, but you know what? With a lot of help from all my good friends, I persevered, and here we are, Zygote in my coffee number 140. Is live online, and so we're having a special little impromptu tribute blog talk radio show here tonight to celebrate that. And nothing like a little bit of a the Imperial March with Mr. Lord Vader. And that's probably one of my favorite songs of all time. It gets me a little tingly in my no places every time I hear it. And I'm going to bring on my co-host and, that special guy up there in Painted Post or whatever they call that in New York, that little pansy area, Mr. Michael D. Gosinski, buddy. Hello.
Holy shit, you do that Lord Vader breathing technique well. Is that how you, negate the gag reflex or what?
Yes, the gag reflex. my gag reflex is very muted. It has had much use over the years, but I will not elaborate because that's for another show. So, tonight, your new column and everything on the new Zygote, my coffee number 140, exciting stuff. This, I'm so excited and proud to have this issue finally up. I tell you.
There is.
Where's our other little co-host? Michelle.
Hi.
No, Quinn. Dr. Quinn.
I'm here.
There you are. My gosh. Okay. Here we are. The trio. Man, you know what? We're going to start getting paid overtime for all this, right? We're doing this stuff like every other night, right? Seriously.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm gonna go on strike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can
please
you hear me?
Speak
hello.
One at a time.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you perfectly fine.
Okay.
It's almost time for the Pledge of Allegiance, guys. This is going to be our new routine here. I would like to ask both my co-hosts here to please rise and place your hand upon your heart and, like, say some sort of, like, patriotic, like, napkin or something or paper plate or anything that has, like, something, you know, resembling the U.S. flag on it. And let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? One, two, three, four. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under baby Jesus and everyone else. And amen. All right, guys. Welcome. Gosh. Yeah, so here we are. You know, and hopefully we have somebody who's been published in this new issue of Zygote in my copy number 140, call in and read their stuff. If not, you know what? We'll read the shit for them, and we'll just we'll move on. so anyhow, just, I don't know, just something that's been getting under my skin here recently is I've been hearing all these rumors about, John Kerry taking over as Secretary of State for Hillary Clinton.
It's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor. That's real.
He got appointed. Yep. He sure is.
He got approved, huh? I'll be damned.
Yes, he did.
I will be damned. So who do you guys think is hotter, John Kerry or Hillary Clinton? If you were in a pinch and you had to fuck one or the other, who would it be?
Hillary. She's probably got bigger.
What about you, Gosinski?
I don't think I could do it, man. I'd be afraid Hillary Clinton would cry during it. You know, she's so good at pretending to cry.
Ouch. So you like, I take it you like John Kerry's receding hairline and his
his
chin?
Know, he's got some skin folds on his face I could grab onto for some traction.
Right.
He just won't fuck him in a boat. He may leave me to drown. Another swift boat accident.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he serve in Vietnam or something like that? On a swift boat or something?
Yes.
Sounds like he filched that story from, what's that movie, Apocalypse Now? Isn't that what Martin Sheen did? All up and down, Heart of Darkness, like.
Martin Sheen, he's not the Sheen I care about anymore. I've been on Charlie Sheen watch.
Oh, yeah, Tiger Blood.
Yeah.
Winning.
He should run for government, man. I'd vote for him.
Oh, hell yeah, I would too. His dad plays the president half the time, I think, in movies.
That's all the experience you need, right?
Exactly. Your dad plays the president. You know, why the hell can you not? You know, you're an actor. Ronald Reagan was an actor, and he was a great president. So, you know, more power to him. All right, so anyhow.
Have you gotten any sleep at all?
Oh, me?
Brian?
No. Oh, geez. Actually, I'm running on about, I'd say, in the last 48-plus hours, at least maybe an hour of sleep. But that's okay.
Fantastic.
That's the way I roll. Ask anybody who's ever hung out with me before at a live reading, and they'll let you know that I barely sleep. So I'm usually absolutely dedicated. And so anyhow, you know, something I have found, I don't know, kind of annoying is this whole gluten.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. You knew I was gonna razz you about gluten-free diets and fad diets because, I probably shouldn't say this in case I hope to God my sister doesn't listen to this, but, my sister jumps onto every fucking fad diet that comes and goes, you know, Atkins and all that good stuff, and yeah, and she's suddenly on this gluten-free diet, and it gets on my nerves when we hang out, you know, and it's like, oh, I can't eat any cake. No, I can't eat pizza. I can't eat this or that because I'm on this gluten-free diet, you know.
But I don't understand why somebody would pick that to be their fad diet. It limits so much what you can fucking eat. It's just
on purpose.
Really,
I said on purpose, even. I mean, it's one thing if you have the actual medical condition, but why would you do that on purpose?
Exactly.
I recently, it's coming to my knowledge, I have a gluten allergy, so now I can't drink beer, I can't eat pasta, everything I love in this world has been just fucking taken away from me. So, you know, I go to a restaurant and I ask, hey, do you have a gluten-free menu? And I get looked at. Like I'm a pounder. I mean, they just look at me like, he's one of them. But
he's one of them.
It's not my choice. I can't eat. You know, beef jerky has gluten in it for some fucking reason. It doesn't make any sense. So.
Right. That's one thing. You know, to have an actual allergy, but to go on, you know, a fad diet because that's the trend in the media. And everything is a whole different thing. You know what I mean?
it's annoying. I find it very annoying, these people. It's, I can't eat gluten, you know.
Yes, yes.
But by choice.
Right. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and let's talk about all the people here in the brand new issue of Zygote and My Coffee, number 140. I'm just going to give a quick rundown of all the people we have in this issue. We have Sarah E. Elderman, Bud Smith, Brian Rosenberger, A.J. Huffman, J.J. Campbell, Carl Miller Daniels, Andrew J. Stone, Chris Butler, Ted Jackins, Dustin Holland, Eugenia Tan, J.B. Willie, Paul Coleman Roberts, Joseph Edwin Hager, Bill Ives, J. Claudius Cloyd, Martin Golding. Oh, and we got that little twat named Michael D. Kaczynski. You know, he talks about, you know, fish tacos and meat sacks. And we also got a new piece by the Polish Hammer, Karol Kowalski. And, it's a pretty solid issue, and I'm pretty damn proud of it. And, that was the whole reason for this show tonight, was to kind of celebrate that. And apparently nobody is going to call in. Nobody who's in the issue is going to call.
Nobody cares about you, Brian. Go ahead.
No, I was getting ready. I was getting ready to agree. Yeah, nobody does, and that's quite all right. And
what
and,
I was going to say is with Bud Smith, you know, anyone, if the three people that are listening, if they've never read Bud Smith's blog, they can Google it. This fucking guy is hilarious.
Oh, he is.
That rejection letter? Did you guys see that?
Yes, the rejection letter he posted.
Yeah.
Your standard rejection letter.
But
that's all I got to say about that. QWERTY dicks in hell.
Bud Smith is a very talented writer. I can agree with that. And, you know, I had the privilege of actually hanging out with him and his wife, who is hilarious, by the way. His wife is a wild party girl. I had the privilege of hanging out with them in New Mexico back in November, and they are really fun. And, you know, I look forward to hanging out with them again sometime soon. I hope his show, he started out here the other day on Literary Underground. I hope it prospers and everything. And, I hope to be able to call in sometime. It's kind of early for me. I'm usually trying to be like dad and stuff at the time that show comes on. But anyhow,
I went to listen to it live, and I didn't realize it started at like 7. I brought it up at 9 o'clock to see what time it started. I went, kind of already happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
So it's an early show.
And you know, that's a pretty exciting thing going on right now with the Literary Underground. They have I think a show almost every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday now on Blog Talk Radio. And that's I don't know if that's ever happened before in the small press. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. And I know that that guy, his name is Benji, you know, the Benjamin guy that likes to call into our shows all the time. I think he's going to have a show coming up here soon, too.
12 name Benji.
Huh?
I said 12 name Benji.
He's a Star Wars guy, isn't he? Benji Kenobi or something, isn't he?
Yeah, Benji Kenobi, Obi-Wan. He's kind of a, yeah.
Obi-Wan, yes.
Kind of a strange
awesome.
Old hermit. Isn't that a Star Wars?
Yeah. Star Wars, you see J.J. Abrams is going to be doing the new Star Wars.
Oh, geez, yeah, I know. That's a conflict of interest there, because I know you're a Star Trek guy. I'm a Star Wars guy. And you got J.J. Abrams, who's directing Star Trek right now, and then is slated to direct the new Star Wars episode 7.
But what's funny is, when he was originally rumored to do it, he said he did not want to do it because he grew up, he really likes the Star Wars franchise, so he thought it was too ambitious, but he doesn't like Star Trek. That's why he agreed to do it, because he wasn't concerned with it, so... So it's weird. He didn't want to be a fan directing it, but I guess they harped him. And I'll actually go see it. I like J.J. Abrams. I like Fringe. I liked Lost.
Really? Yeah. I couldn't get into Lost. I really couldn't get into that. What about you, Michelle? Was that ever your thing?
What?
Lost? Do you ever get into that?
No, I never. I think maybe I watched like a half hour once, maybe.
I think I watched maybe 5 minutes of one and just like about barfed and said, nope, this is not for me.
Well, see the problem, you know, is it, I don't know, with a lot of Abrams television programs, you have to watch every week or you're completely fucking lost. Just
I'm
a fan of Abrams, you know, I like Super 8, you know, I'll go see the Star Wars, even though I don't really want to.
Oh, well, I have to see the Star Wars because, you know, that was my legacy growing up. And
you know,
that's my thing. Just, yeah.
See, the problem is I thought Hidden Fortress was so much better of a film by Akira Kurosawa than I thought the first Star Wars, which was blatantly ripping that off. I just thought Kurosawa was a better storyteller.
Oh, yeah, George Lucas.
I had a hard time with that.
Oh, George Lucas, absolutely. He I think he borrowed from many different genres and storylines and all that, and mixed it all together and made it work with Star Wars. I mean, you know, with the sword fighting and everything. Sword fighting.
But the storyline itself, if you watch Hidden Fortress by Kurosawa, it's almost identical, except one is the samurai story and one is the space story. The Empire Strikes Back, though, is a good film. It is really, I think, the best directed film of the series. It was really good. So
really?
You may never hear a Trekkie ever say that again, but...
Did you... Wow, you're kind of arousing me just the way you're talking about it. Did you touch yourself while in the theater watching Empire Strikes Back?
Well, there's something about crawling into an animal's, you know, guts to stay warm. It just gets me off.
Well, all right. It makes me want to cuddle with a Wookiee.
I bet.
Something I do quite often, anyhow. So, anyhow, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to read a piece from the brand new issue of Zygote and My Coffee, number 140. I'm going to scroll here and I'm going to pick a piece by... Let's see, a poem. Let's see here. This poem is by Andrew J. Stone. Andrew J. Stone, I know you're out there somewhere in Facebook land, and I know you're listening. This is for you. This is your piece from Zygote and My Coffee, number 140. It's called, well, the title alone is what got me, Dry Humping the American Dream. Dry Humping the American Dream. By Andrew J. Stone. Before the breaking of dawn, I am the character of prosperity, zombie drunk and drinking in a bed where the sheets cauterize detachment when my voice starts to sound like the inaugural spiral of an uninhabited saloon, damning the very substance that brought the crowds together to share their loathing and fear in motherfucking poem. Thank you very much, everybody.
Well, you know what got me, Brian, is how many different poets you have in this issue. I like that. You kind of spread the love.
Yeah, I kind of changed the format back to the older original, I think, zygote in my coffee style. For one reason, it to help accommodate me and making the issues come out easier and quicker, because I plan on going more regular with zygote in my coffee, unlike my bowel movements. And, get back to, you know, coming out with, like, one, you know, an issue every, like, 6 weeks or so, like back in the olden days. And I'm really excited about that and really want to move forward with it. And, you know.
6 weeks. I better get the column writing then.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking
of
yes, yeah. Yeah, almost. That's right. Just like, Leonardo DiCaprio and Django Unchained. That's right, don't make me sick the dogs on you. But anyhow, speaking of your column, buddy, your column is really good. I really got a kick out of your latest column, because I know it's based on something true, because I remember you talking about how you used to go fishing and stuff all the time back when it was warmer and shit, man. And I can only imagine this.
Yeah, the guy really ruined it. It's you know, old man tits showed up and ruined my fishing experience, that's for sure.
what exactly ruined it for you? Just because you didn't find him aesthetically pleasing?
No. I mean,
he was just screwing up, like, what you could catch?
Yeah, precisely. He plodded into the water with his man tits flopping around, and it was over. It was... I was catching fish until he just galloped into the center of the river, and he was, you know, the water was coming my way. So any fish that were coming down, and he fucked it up. It was bad. Not to mention it's by the shit plant. It was a rough fishing adventure. So
yeah. Anybody who's listening, they should read the column, because it's pretty damn funny, and it's a true story. I mean, right? I mean,
every one of my columns is a true story. It's upcoming. I'd like to do one on gun control in this area. There was I went to the fair. The fair actually has pig racing out here. They race
pig racing.
Our fair. Yeah, pigs. They race pigs. It's a redneck fair. They have the beef judging. They had cows, little kids, staring through these big fences at these cows that are walking. They're like, "Oh, mommy, look, the cow!" But they're called, you know, heads of beef. You know, these cows are going to slaughter, and they're showing these kids. It's sick, sick. So those are some of the topics, you know. So
excellent. I'm already excited and just slightly aroused, actually. because, you know, I did grow up in a white trash neighborhood, so, you know.
Speaking of aroused, I shared a news story.
Fair is
Michelle.
The fair. That's an entirely different critter. That's an entirely different beast of person.
What is?
Yeah.
Those people.
What people? Are you being
fair
racist?
People.
The fair people.
Huh?
Yeah, fair.
Are you making fun of white people, Michelle?
I am not making fun of them. I'm just...
Are you making fun of white people with mullets?
I'm in the mullet capital. What are you talking about? The number one rock band around here is Kiss.
Oh, God.
Still, wow.
They love Kiss and Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
Oh, the Nuge.
Wow. You know, the one song I like from Ted Nugent is the Stranglehold song. It's pretty sexy, and it was pretty sexy in that movie Stranglehold. Remember
the
movie Rockstar?
Right.
There was a scene, the Stranglehold song was playing, and then, you know, Marky Mark is having a threesome and all that shit with all the, yeah.
Oh,
but
was,
anyhow.
That was like Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang. That was my favorite.
hey, speaking of porn, since I am a big fan of porn, I heard that Ron Jeremy is in intensive care. He had a heart aneurysm, I do believe.
Oh, God.
Have you heard about that?
I heard he was ill. I know what exactly happened to him.
Yeah, it was a heart aneurysm. I mean, I don't know. He's still in intensive care, you know.
He drove himself to the hospital, too. If that doesn't prove he's God, I don't know what does.
Really? Where'd you hear that? He drove himself to the hospital?
That was the CNN story I read yesterday said he
drove himself.
Yeah. If that doesn't prove that
that's
Ron
pretty
Jeremy
badass.
Is God amongst men, I don't know what does.
That's pretty badass. That is badass.
But who knows? Who knows? CNN is known to get it wrong a lot of times.
Yeah, my faith in CNN has pretty much bottomed out here in the last year or two. But, you know, I would like to also announce that coming up here, February 18th, there is a big poetry reading, up in Toledo, Ohio, which will feature the one and only Michelle McDonald and myself. We will be the stars of the Black Kite Coffee and Pies Midwest Underground Poetry Summit up there in Toledo, Ohio. That should be pretty fun. I have some fun stuff planned for that. I hope to stream it live or videotape it and post it all over the internet. I can't even divulge what I'm going to do at this point, but it's going to be pretty damn funny, and it's going to be a fun reading. And plus, Michael Grover will have a chapbook coming out that night, too, and he'll be reading from that. And I think a lot of people are planning on coming out to that, you know, from Michigan, Detroit, Indiana, or whatnot. So it should be a fun time. I just wanted to mention that. Black Kite. February 18th, Monday. And not only that, but Sunday is going to be the pre-party, which, you know, I'm all about the pre-party and the partying and all that. There will be lots of poetry grenades involved and lots of fun, and people should come on out to that.
Well, so, I was going to.
Oh, you were? Or?
I were, and then did you see where... Timing belt died this week.
Your what died?
My timing belt.
Your timing belt? Is that some sort of like workout equipment or something?
It's a timing belt on my car.
Oh,
it's
a timing
dead.
Belt on your
what?
Car. Okay.
Did it destroy your whole engine? What year is your car?
It's a 2001, but it's going to cost me like $750 to fix.
Jesus Christ.
So it didn't tear up your engine.
No. Oh, well, as far as we know, it did not. But, you know, I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
Well,
but, so $750. And
well, you should have that fixed. I mean, that'll be fixed before February 17th or 18th, so you best get your ass down there and or over there hang out and get inebriated and read some stuff or just hang out. And you don't have to read anything. Just hang out and just have fun and enjoy the show.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to whine about that for a moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whining is good. Exercise the demons. So, Brian, before the show, I shared a news story with Michelle.
Yeah.
And I think I sent it to you, too.
I have questions.
Oh, boy.
Do you know which one we're talking about?
Yeah, I think I have an idea. All right. So,
you gonna share it with people, Michelle, or what?
Yeah, share it, guys.
I will let you take the lead, please.
Me?
Please go ahead.
Oh, jeez. So I guess some guy in, I think it was Brazil, his wife put poison on her vagina, as the news story reads. Yeah, on her vagina to... poison him and kill him. She wanted him to go down on her and I guess die. but she I guess he smelled, it said he smelled this foul odor coming out of
God.
Her vagina, and there you have it. Next thing you know, she's reported to the police, and they found that she had enough poison to kill her and him on her vagina.
And that's what I wonder is, why didn't that, you know, if she put that on her vagina or in her vagina, why didn't it poison her or affect her or make her sick?
Exactly.
I mean, I find that very odd.
Yeah, wow.
At the same time, it's very surreal. That's a very surreal story. It almost seems unreal. And you know what? Only in Brazil, only in South America, does weird shit like that happen, it seems like.
I couldn't believe it.
It's hard to believe, and I just think, you know, the white trash women here in the U.S. of A., they ain't smart enough to find no poison to put in their vaginas. that was just wrong. That was just wrong.
No guy would go down on one of them vaginas unless they're a big fan of cottage cheese.
Oh, God. You're all about that cottage cheese, aren't you, buddy?
Hey, man, I live near the northern tier of Pennsylvania. You have not seen inbred until you have seen Kentucky. They are just oof.
Well, buddy, I've been living in...
You want a gum job? I'll send you to Kentucky.
I tell you what, I've been living here in southwestern Ohio, right close to Kentucky, where the real inbreeding and everything goes on. So, you know, you're preaching to the choir here. Amen. Right.
I will say the best I saw at the Walmart, one of the Walmartians on the back of their trucks had, it was a Dodge Ram truck, big old stickers in orange camo that said, you know, Dodge the father, Ram the daughter.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Orange camo. Dodge the father, Ram the daughter. It was right there on his truck. It's one of these Walmartians, and they were parked in a handicapped spot without a handicapped sticker.
Wow.
Well, not that that matters, but yeah, that's Kentucky.
Yeah.
How they roll.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and read another piece from the brand new issue of Zygote in My Coffee, number 140, that just came out. So I'm going to read a little piece by a fellow named Ted Jackins. Ted Jackins, if you're listening or you hear this in the archives, this is your piece, man. It's called Monday Morning, 10 a.m. by Ted Jackins. Yeah. Clear my throat. Serious this time. Start fucking poem. On a calm September morning, I stumbled awake, hungover as ever, alive and wild-eyed, as if nothing else could matter as much as the simple act of getting out of bed after another night of debauched behavior. My tongue tied tight, glued in cotton mouth adhesive to the smoky ceiling, feeling much like a strip of sandpaper slapped haphazardly to the bottom of a waterlogged ashtray. Floating in a sea of belched bourbon, and I swear, the taste of each individual cigarette from the two packs smoked the night before, hitting tongue tip one by one by one, knock-kneed and bedraggled, I staggered out into the kitchen, knocking aside countless empties which now serve to both dwarf and bury my coffee pot and mug, all of which are required for tall, thick, and dark hangover cure, finding it and throwing on what little my unemployment checks can manage me on a week-to-week basis. Fetching a fresh smoke from tangled shirt pocket, I cough through a few puffs before filling with a hesitant ease, leaning back against the counter with an exhale. I simply stare off at the cracks of first morning sun, flooding in, and listen patiently to the popping percolation from behind me as its steam gently caresses my back. I half smirk to myself, sigh, and wait for the relief which is now on its way. End motherfucking poem.
Thank you very much, everybody. That was Ted Jackins. Monday morning, 10 a.m. Yeah. So, anyhow, on to the next subject. What were we talking about? We were talking about white trash and...
poisoning.
Poisoning, yes, that's right. Vaginal poisoning.
Yes, and then there was, you know, then there was the two guys in Georgia that stole the $65,000 worth of chicken wings.
Oh, what? Jesus Christ, that's right. Why? What would possess someone to do that? I mean, what do they aim to gain from that? I mean, were they going to eat them, or were they going to try to, like, sell them on the black market?
I don't know. I thought it was, I really thought it was an Onion story when I first started reading it. I thought there was some racist joke from the Onion. There's two black guys stole chicken wings in Georgia, and I thought, oh, come on. So
did they have some watermelon, too? Oh, I did not. Just go there.
Oh, man, Brian. Well, you can burn for that, Brian.
Oh,
I'm already
going straight to hell. I have no delusion.
The literary underground PR department is going crazy right now, Brian.
Yeah, no doubt. Actually, believe it or not, we have a caller, and I'm going to bring this caller on. They've been holding for about 48 seconds now, 51 seconds.
Oh. We're going to cut one of
the area code 626. Hello, you are now live. Area code 626, please. Hello?
Hello. Is this
Suicide Hotline? The number you have reached.
Yes.
All right. Well,
this is
Al Jackins.
Well, 626, do you have anything you want to share with us, or do you want to enlighten us about tainted, poisoned vaginas, or do you have some poetry you'd like to read, or are you actually one of the people in the new issue of Zygote in My Copy number 140, or do you just want to read some of your own shit? Please.
I'm not. I'm. This is Kevin Ridgway.
Kevin Ridgway. You're a legend in the small press, man. You get published
seriously.
Everywhere.
Oh,
good to hear from you.
I don't know.
Good to hear from you, man.
I thought I'd call in. I've been listening in. I was just enjoying myself, and I noticed you guys weren't getting any calls, so I thought I'd call in.
Nobody loves this.
Oh, thank you for the love, Kevin. No, seriously, though, you have something you want to read or something you want to share, or you just want to shoot the shit and just join into our fun conversation here, because you know what?
Yeah, tell us what
nobody
you got
nobody
going
calls
on,
in,
Kevin,
but we get off on
shit.
Talking to each other about poison vaginas or whatnot.
Yeah.
Enlighten us.
You've always got so much shit going on, Kevin. You've got to have something going on.
That's right.
You want to talk about it, share.
I don't know. I have a lot of rejection.
Rejection.
Do you want me to read my rejections?
That would be actually quite amusing. Sure, yeah. Read us your rejections. That'd be great.
Okay, let me check into my Gmail. I'm just checking in right now.
Gmail. God, use Gmail, huh? That shit's sketchy. That's really
okay,
sketchy.
Let me go to trash.
Does it ever get hacked, your Gmail?
Oh, not yet. Why? Does it?
Not
yet.
I just know that Gmail is very susceptible to being hacked.
Is this more racist jokes from you, Brian? Is it the Gmail? Is it the G thing?
Please
to go with your watermelon jokes? Is that what this is, Brian?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Here's a nice one.
Okay.
It's really nice. Dear Kevin Ridgway, many thanks for sending your work to Neon. I have decided it was not quite right for the magazine, and so I will not be using it in a future issue. I regret that, due to the volume of submissions received each day, I cannot offer individual feedback. I greatly appreciate that you considered Neon as a home for your work, and wish you the best of luck in your future. Sincerely, Anonymous, Neon, Literary Magazine. Oh, you can look up Neon. It's not really anonymous, is it?
That's great. You know, I have to admit, you know, I've been this editor fella for about a decade now, and sometimes I don't intentionally write like form letters
for rejection at all. It's not my, you know, I don't do it on purpose, but you just get into like a flow. It's like when you know something's not going to work for, you know, when I know something's not going to work for like my copy, I just have this kind of like simple little thing in my head where I know how I'm going to say it. It's like, you know, blah, 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 thanks for sending it. I regret to say it didn't make a good fit, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I never, you know, I never mean to be offensive about it or anything like that. And I try to be as polite as possible.
Yeah, you're good. Well, you're good, Brian. I got a rejection from you the first time
you're
I
one of the best,
to Zygo. And you were really nice. You were really nice. And I was like, oh, I want to see it again.
Right. You were one of the best. Trust me, yeah.
Yeah, I try to encourage people to resubmit, you know, because sometimes it's just, it kind of matters. I mean, it's very subjective. I don't think any writer, poet, or whatever should ever feel offended by getting rejected because, I mean, from one publication to the next, it's very subjective. It just depends on what they're looking for and what fits the particular theme they might have going on or whatnot, you know. And that's why, you know, sometimes I encourage people, like, you know, this particular set didn't make a good fit for a second my copy, but please feel free to send, you know, if I really like the work, I'll say, please feel free to send some more stuff for future consideration, because it's true. If I like their style and I can sense it, then it's like, yeah.
But you're nice, Brian. You're one of the best. You're definitely.
You were really nice to me. You gave me, I submitted once and you rejected it, but you were like, I like your style. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'll submit again. And then
I think you eventually got in. You were in, like, what, last issue or something, some shit like that, Mr. Ridgeway?
Yeah. That was cool, man.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
I love the zine. It's great.
Well, thank you.
I love your column, Michael, by the way.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I always love Michael's columns. The last one and the one before that, yeah. I look forward to them.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And yeah, that white trash boy.
More often.
That white trash boy. Yeah, he can write.
Brian, is it cool if I share a poem, Brian? I want to share a poem, man.
Absolutely, because I'm sure it's going to make me laugh. I'll try not to giggle like a bitch.
It's Kevin Ridgway's fault because of the rejection letters in Zygote print number 8, which, you know, you published one of my poems called Dear Author.
Oh, God, yes, okay. Yeah,
remember
that?
My rejection? Yeah, I don't know. I want to share it real quick. Is that
okay?
Okay,
yeah, absolutely. Please do.
All right. Dear Author, Dear Author, thank you for your submission, but we regret to inform you we cannot use it at this time. Thank you for your interest in our publishing house, but we do not feel your submission fits here. So please, fuck off. We apologize for the impersonal letter, but due to the quantity of submissions we receive each year and our small staff, we are unable to find the time to delete author and insert your first name on this letter before we printed it. Please do not hesitate to send us future submissions, as we will not hesitate to send you another impersonal letter telling you kindly to fuck off. End poem.
End fucking poem. Amen. Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good one.
But so, you know, I don't know. That's, you're good, Brian, but a lot of times people are nasty. They're just dead. You know.
They are.
Dear Author, thank you. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, it's interesting you bring up the whole issue of, you know, rejections or whatnot. Do you have any other, like, a little more, like, I don't know, saucy?
Yeah, I want a nasty one.
Saucy, nasty rejection letter you can share with us? Or you don't
I'm
have to name names or anything.
I'm looking through my trash right now. I love Michelle, but I got rejected by the Literary Underground.
Oh, my.
I love the Literary, but I did get rejected. But that was a nice rejection.
You're treading dangerous water. Be careful, Kevin. Take it from me.
No,
take it from me.
She's a, she's a very kind person, and I appreciate
it. Well, do you have any, what I'm asking is, do you have any saucy, good, like, raunchy, like,
I'm trying to find them.
Shitty.
I'm trying
okay,
to find
okay.
I'm going
yeah, we
through.
Want.
I'm trying to find something.
You know what I find to be the
I
shittiest? What I find to be the shittiest
no.
is when they don't respond at all.
After 2 years,
it's like, what the fuck?
I got a rejection. You know, I got a rejection maybe a year ago where it took a year for them to respond,
uh-huh.
and they went through each poem and tore each poem apart. Just from the base
ooh.
Of each poem, it was just like,
oh,
this is just
that's
a
horrible.
Piece of
really?
Shit. Yeah, and then they accepted a poem of mine. They
I
accepted
would
have
told
one
them,
of
fuck
poems.
Off, I'm taking that poem somewhere else.
That's what happened.
Wow,
well, that's exactly
that's
what I did. That's exactly what I did, because the poem had gotten, technically, it was a simultaneous submission,
uh-huh.
and, like, they accepted simultaneous submission, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I guess you're shit out of luck, because they accepted it here, and I appreciate your time. But and thanks for the color commentary.
At least you were classy.
I try to be classy. I'm not always classy. One time I told somebody.
I received a rejection one time that was addressed to my zip code. It said Dear 93612.
Oh God.
Go ahead, just read it, man. Just get it over with.
What? You all right, Brian?
Huh?
You okay over there?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. You cut off there.
There was a really deadly silence.
Yeah, there was a weird silence there, like we were in some sort of, like, black hole or something. Hey, you know what? Actually, we have another caller from the 505 area code. The 505, that's the New Mexico area. Who knows? This could be some sort of ASA. Who knows? 505. 505. Hello, are you there, 505? 505.
Nuts over the line and into this little thing we call reality.
Hello, 505.
What the fuck are y'all doing, man? Y'all are on here, like... I wanted to read a rejection letter that I've sent to people before, because I've sent some real nasty ones before.
Really? Well, that would be
good.
Please share.
That's
great. And this is for what?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
The meth lab or for what?
I'm not going to say which publication. I'm not stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
but yeah, I'd like to hear that. That's interesting, because that's kind of a fun subject we've.
Well, I got to give a little backup story beforehand
okay,
while
absolutely.
My Gmail loads, too. I got to load
up.
My Gmail, too, motherfucker. Like, shit. There's a little backup story to it. I'm a very, you know, strict person about submission guidelines, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like, I take the time to read other people's guidelines before I send anything out. I really
right.
do. And I expect the same motherfucking respect, you know?
Right.
So I get mad, dude. I get mad over little shit. I'm not even going to lie. Like, if you send me a bio and I specifically say don't send me a bio, I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed.
You should reject them.
I do. And it gets nasty sometimes.
If they can't fucking read them, you should reject them.
Yep.
Sometimes people...
can't fucking read them. I mean, I'm just going to have to reject you.
People make it easy to reject them because, you know, if... they just blatantly do not follow any guidelines or anything, or have no etiquette. I mean, there's a certain etiquette to a degree. You know what I mean? For every publication,
they also
right.
need to read an issue or two of the actual zine
right.
to see what you take.
Right.
I mean, to send zygotes.
That's it. And that's another thing. Accident. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another thing. Is that's like literally spitting. In the editor's face, like, fuck you, this is just another piece of paper I want my name on.
Yeah.
And that's literally what that shit feels like, man. Like, I went through a lot of trouble building, you know, the goddamn Clefjaw website. I went through a lot of trouble, man. I spent a lot of hours on it, and I fucking, you know, I worked on that shit. And whenever I see people and then, like, it's pretty obvious they haven't even checked out the homepage, and they send me some fucking shit, man, like, I get mad. So I got this, I had this gentleman, Mr. Gazinski was talking earlier how he got a rejection from a publication that will remain readily anonymous.
Right?
Yeah, but it's funny because I actually sent a rejection to an editor that works there, and I'd like to share one that I sent to an editor of that anonymous magazine, if that's okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, so I'll start off with the standard rejection that we send out. So we send out, quite a few. The standard rejection is, "Dear so-and-so, thank you for your recent submission to blank premier online issue. After careful consideration, we have decided to pass at this time. Best of luck in future endeavors, and please feel free to submit again in the future." And blah, 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 blah. So I sent this out.
Uh-huh.
That's your standard rejection. Now, if you send me a submission and it's not following my guidelines, you get a different rejection.
Ooh,
"Dear
nice.
So-and-so, thank you for your submission to blank. Unfortunately, after careful consideration, we have decided to pass at this time. We would like to, however, point out that under the submission guidelines, it clearly states, and I put this in bold,
bold.
I copy it right off the bold.
Okay.
No bios, please. No bios and blah, 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 blah. Here's a link to our homepage. Please feel free to check it out for any further updates and other information. Have a great day and Happy New Year's." That's basically what I said that time. I got a reply back. This was the fastest rejection. Yeah. This is the fastest rejection I have ever sent. I sent this rejection literally within an hour of that person sending me that submission. I sent it out, and I was very, I like to talk shit on Facebook sometimes, too. So I went on Facebook, and I started talking a little bit of shit, not, naming anybody out specifically, but just getting the general point across. If you send me something like that, I'm going to go off. So I did that. I got a reply back from the gentleman who says, "Dear blank blank, your submission guidelines, after careful scrutiny, do not make sense to me."
I'm sorry. Careful scrutiny.
Careful scrutiny.
Wait, say that again?
It gets better. "I fail to see what the title of your magazine has to do with the literary endeavors."
Are you shitting me?
No, I am not shitting you. "Please clarify what you mean by submission guidelines." Okay, so whatever. Whatever, okay? All right. So I'll explain to you in the way that I explain to dickheads and assholes. I'll explain to them.
That's good, because I am a dickhead and an asshole, so I will understand.
You will understand, yes. So I go on
Donald.
And I tell the gentleman, "Dear
gentleman."
So-and-so.
Well, obviously it's a male, so there you go,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
listening.
It is a male. "Dear sir."
Or butch. Okay.
Yes, or butch. "Dear sir or butch, it is obvious that you have some issues." God, I can't find it. I got to pull it up. Hold on. I got to pull it up here. All right. "Dear so-and-so, it is obvious that you clearly have issues with reading. If you look at the submission guidelines, it clearly states that there are no more than 3 to 5 poems per submission, as well as no bios. Perhaps the problem here is not miscommunication, but your lack of attention to detail. Please refrain from sending us anything else in the future. Thank you very much." And I'll tell him straight up.
Well,
and that was maybe nice.
Yeah, I applaud you for it, but that seems like a lot of typing and shit,
It got heated, dude. No, that was me. That was me cleaning it up. To be honest with you, I'm
yeah.
cleaning it up.
You know
I
what?
I would have responded with, "I'm Willy Wonka, and this is my fucking chocolate factory. So fuck off."
Fuck off. Yes.
Well,
no,
exactly.
It got worse. I'm trying to, I'm trying not to, I'm trying to be a gentleman
and, you know,
here, guys.
Yeah, you know, and I respect Mr. Metro or whatever your name is, 505.
505, yes.
But at the same time, you know what? You shouldn't, I don't know, you shouldn't engage people that much. Just, you know, that's time better spent
on
internet porn.
No, I mean,
time better spent on internet porn.
I don't watch internet porn, man.
You waste that much time on a response. You know, that's
I love my hate boners, man. I love my hate boners, okay?
You get hate boners.
I love my hate boners.
Wow.
Okay, but guys, here's my question for you. As people who submit stuff, would you ever think to write back the editor or the publisher of a magazine and, you know, basically, because I didn't quite hear exactly what the guy said to you, but
would you even think
back and insult them?
Yeah, that's what I was, like, finding really hard about it was, like, the guy literally was just going out for the jugular. He got mad because,
Why would you even do that?
He went off. Well, the biggest thing, his response was is that he gets a lot of requests to submit from a lot of bigger magazines than what I was representing. And to think that our little bitty publication would turn him down, it got real personal. And the dude's ego really started to show.
Well, that happens a lot in the whole scene,
man.
The egos and everything. Absolutely. And, you know, it's not even about, basically, what it comes down to, especially with me here at Zygote My Coffee, I don't care what your name is or who you are or how popular you are in the small press or the big press or whatever. If the particular batch of poems or whatnot or short stories that you send don't make a good fit for what I'm seeking, then I'm not going to accept them. You know, and some people there's egos that get bent on like, how fucking dare you? But, that happens. That happens.
Well,
it shifts ways,
but, Brian, at the same time, you know, anyone who's not been an editor, I was a short-lived editor for a couple months. That's either here or there. But anyway, people who have not been an editor do not realize the massive piles of dog shit that editors get.
Yeah, that's true.
You bring it up and you've got, 30 poems about fucking unicorns and shit that all rhyme, what the fuck?
If you're going to submit unicorn and rainbow poems to me, they better be goddamn funny. Otherwise, I'm going to reject them.
I had no idea. I mean, there is fucking garbage out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Wow.
I got it's gotten to the point where, I've had, I don't know, with Clefjaw, we had a good amount of submissions for our first fucking outing. And, there was, I'd say I probably took about 35%. I was at about 35% acceptance rate. And that's pretty high. That's pretty high, actually, is what I'm saying. It's that's not even, for the majority of publications that I've worked on, a lot of times, you'll get, 100, 200 submissions or whatever, and about 180 of them will be about bullshit most of the time. And, it sucks, man. It really does. And it starts to drag you down in your work, and that's when it really becomes a test as an editor, is how it affects you as an author. And whether or not you want to even...
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not you want to keep on.
Yeah, if you're an author, that's something you got to consider. Do you want to take this on? Because it's a lot of work, more than people realize. Hey, we're down to under a minute here, and my gosh, the show is just really getting interesting. I wish we had scheduled it for 2 hours.
You got another hour. You got a whole another hour.
Well, not live, though. I guess it would be you guys.
It would be after hours. Yeah.
You guys want to go in the archive?
Yeah, keep it going, Ryan.
I'm gonna keep it going, man.
Shit.
Can I read a poem real quick, and then I'll totally let you guys do whatever. I just wanted to call in and read something real fast. You guys are reading some good stuff, and I wanted to get in on this shit. So.
Well, we're about to go into archive in 15 seconds. So.
Well, shit, man! Goddamn, I gotta find my goddamn notebook.
Let's just hum like a tune.
Oh man, you guys should have like, man, I really wanted to tell you, like, you guys should have like totally been at that fucking radio show last night that we did here in Albuquerque. That shit was fucking amazing. Those guys really.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to even like listen to it yet or anything.
You should. It's pretty fucking dope, man. Those guys have really got a good show. Like, I love the whole fucking energy of it. It was fucking dope. And
yeah, well, yeah, I know the Benji guy. I like the Benji guy a lot. He cracks me up, man.
Yeah.
And we first met him in New Mexico during our readings back in November.
Yeah, dude. Like, I was tripped out by him, like, literally, like, when I first met him, he was, like, I turned around, and, like, the, you know, dude's in my house, and, like, I've known him for, like, 5 minutes, and I was like, what's up? Like, but he turns out he's like, the guy knows kung fu and shit. Like, he's fucking pretty cool. It's pretty awesome.
You know a kung fu. You are
you know
cool.
A kung fu. You don't even making the watermelon jokes all night. You're going to go into the fucking Chinese jokes now.
Yeah,
you
that's Brian. Racist Brian Fouché.
You motherfucker.
No, I am not racist. I like a happy ending. That's all.
God,
all right. Yeah. Well, I guess we're in the archive after hours, whatever bullshit. I guess we should have scheduled this for 2 hours, but you know, you never know with this crap. we're just kind of winging this tonight, as usual, and that's our specialty: winging it and having fun. So you have something you want to read, man? Go for it.
Yeah, I got something here. Shit, I don't know if I want to get personal with you guys. Fuck it, I'll get personal. All right.
Oh, boy.
When they severed the head of Archie P. Kane and recycled it with an aluminum bucket, the mainframe's pinnacle flaw began to sing. A long story built around stranded pirate ships and dump trucks on the Appalachian Mountains. He was a boy, the head would sing. His brown eyes not yet weathered by jaded outcasts. A boy whose mother cursed. A mother who predicts. The head of Archie P. Kane rolled around in the bucket. A long time ago he sang, like many other songs that sang from those still attached, a pirate stranded and looking for his sister among the futile ruins of misplaced typhoons. The bucket was crushed, and all you could make out then was a whistle of broken teeth in an oversized can, crumpled talk about songs and family. And that's in motherfucking poem.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing, and thanks for calling in, man. And thanks
for
sharing your experiences as, you know, an editor and as a contributor too. I find that shit fascinating, you know, because you know I've been on both ends of the damn thing too myself. And
it's a delicate line to dance, dude.
It is definitely. And I think for many years I felt very self-conscious because I had been an editor and publisher for so long. I felt so self-conscious about submitting my own work anywhere just because, I do this shit all the time. I know this is bullshit, that's bullshit, and I don't know, you get kind of jaded, I think, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, why bother sending my shit out to anybody?
Makes you hate your own work sometimes, man. It really does.
Yeah. Well, no, my ego's too big. I love my own work.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help it. I can't deny I am in love with myself. But
as well you should be, sir. As well you should be, motherfucker. Listen, man, I'm out of here. I just wanted to stop by and say what's up. What the fuck you guys do. Kevin Ridgway, I hear you, motherfucker. I see you over there. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man. It was fun. Thanks for your input. I appreciate it. All right. Well, we are in the After Hours archive shit here now. And it's just us three again. And I don't know. I guess we could play some music and talk about some other fun subject, bring something up, and we all take a piss break. Or we could just say, fuck it. Or we could take a piss break, listen to some music, and, you know, whatever. What do you guys want to do?
Well, I can't stay on much longer because I got shit to do here. So
shit to do, huh? All right, all right. All right. Well,
I have. You
know,
me personally,
please feel
I have no
free.
Life. I,
if you need to continue, you can certainly, you know, carry on without me.
Oh, well,
if you want, that's up to you. I'm just saying.
We would prefer not to carry on without you, but I'm pretty sure that we'd find a way to carry on somehow.
I'm sure we would.
So anyhow, yeah, okay. Well, if you need to go, Michelle, I understand, you know, because we're like in the archive right now. We're in the after hours of the show. Didn't even plan on it going this long, but, you know, damn it, that's the way it always goes. It starts getting really interesting, it seems like, always at the end. Everyone starts
Hi.
Calling in and giving their input right at the end. But you know what? It's been fun already, and Michelle, if you need to go, that's fine, I think. But, you know, I have no life either. So, Gosinski, if you want to stay on after another song here, perhaps we can just shoot the shit a little bit longer just for the fuck of it. Slumber party?
All right. I'm going to sneak out. I will yap to later.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a part
Bye,
of
guys.
It. Bye.
It's always a pleasure.
It is,
Bye.
Yes. Bye-bye, Michelle. This is Tally. Oh, this is, yeah. Okay. All right. All right, man. What the fuck? Let's just shoot the shit a little bit more. You know, I don't give a shit at this point. Fuck. I'm not going to be falling asleep anytime soon here, so what the hell? All right, let's play a song and take a piss break. What do you say? And just bring up some more shit and read whatever we want and just do what we want because who gives a shit at this point, right?
Well, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. This song coming up is by Garfunkel and Oates, Accidentally Masturbating.
This is about a recent experience I had on a go-kart. True story. Get on my go-kart, strap myself in, rev up the engine, let the fun begin. Put my foot on the gas, and I'm out of the gate, but the faster I go, the more the metal vibrates. My body is tingling from my head to my toes, but the thing is really hard that I hope nobody knows. Cause I'm feeling kind of funny in a biblical way. God damn, I'm shaking hard on my Georgia O'Keeffe bouquet. I never guessed this trembling machine would turn the motor on under my go-kart racing, mechanical subordinating, go-kart racing, I'm stuck until I cross the finish line. Shifting gears, I can feel my heart throb, hope nobody notices I'm getting a blue job. Don't be no gentleman to start my engine, cause I can even feel a little rear suspension. Trying to cover up my scandal like I'm Golden Sachs, but shit is getting real on the indoor track. I'm about to go blind, and I feel like a creep, cause it's pressing on my horn like
I've gotten off a right time
either.
Or two on a go-kart.
I bet you have.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, shit, you get that little, you know, that little, like, lawnmower motor behind you going, vibrating and all that.
Vibration.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, males, just as much as females, I think, are stimulated by the vibration, you know, just like a vibrator. I've used a vibrator or two in my time, but that's a whole other a whole other show. But, yeah. So, I don't know. Last words. Let's wrap this up here tonight, I guess. You know, with the... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Poets, poetry, the small press. I don't know. Yeah.
Are you okay over there? You got a pulse or what?
Yeah, I got a pulse. No, I'm just, I'm excited that finally got Zygote My Coffee number 140 out there and cranking into the interwebs, and it's been fun doing this show, as always, with you and Michelle and all the callers. And, you know, I appreciate Kevin Ridgway and Frankie Metro calling in. It was really cool. Just wish some other people would have called in, but, you know, it's okay. This was just kind of a last-second show, and a lot of fun, and, I.
Well, how much shit can you cram into 1 hour?
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess we'll just wrap it up here, man. At this point, say goodnight and pass out. Do you have any last words or any last? What's your prediction for the Super Bowl? Just out of curiosity.
Prediction. Well, you know, I predict the Ravens.
Really?
And you know, yes. Well, what most people don't know is the Ravens. And I think it's in the last 7 seasons or 5 seasons, they were talking about it on NFL Network, have about the same record as the Patriots. I think they're 2 games less wins than the Patriots.
Wow.
So the Ravens are a really good fucking team. They just never get any respect. So
they don't get the same recognition or respect because, not everybody is Tom Brady. Tommy Brady.
Well, you know, I mean, they're just as good as the Patriots over the last, you know, several seasons. So, you know, maybe that means they'll choke in the Super Bowl, but they're not playing the Giants, so probably not.
Yeah. So. 49ers. 49ers are, they seem pretty solid.
Who are you going to pick?
Yeah, I'm picking the 49ers. I used to live out
there,
man, and... I went to a lot of their games and everything, so I'm kind of a 49ers fan. I can't stand the Ravens, mainly because the Ravens are in the same division with my precious Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, it's kind of a...
Isn't your daughter a Ravens fan? Or
she does like the Ravens, but she's more of a Green Bay Packers. She's rooting for the Ravens, actually, because the 49ers beat the Packers in the playoffs, and she was really pissed off about that. She says,
oh, wow.
I can't root for the 49ers because they beat the Packers. So I'm rooting for the Ravens. So, wow, ouch, burn, yeah. So, all right, man, it's been fun again, as always. This is always like a fun slumber party for me, hanging out with you here on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate you calling in and being a part of it all. And I guess let's just to be fair here, I'm going to go ahead and go out with a little bit of Star Trek since I did some Star Wars, just to be fair to you.
Sounds
here we go.
Jerry Goldsmith?
This is the original Star Trek. Here, here we go.
Jerry Goldsmith to me.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Star Trek theme song. Good night, everybody.